Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
As we continue to look at the way to identify false teachers, we saw in the previous verses with Jude with this account of Balaam. Now, is Balaam someone that is looking for money for serving God? Is it wrong to get paid in the servants of God? No. Actually, there's plenty of scripture that talks about that. But what is it that they're doing? They're not actually looking to serve God. This is the difference with a false teacher. They are looking to serve self. That was the way of Cain. You have to look at both. And you end up seeing in verse 12, he refers to these as waterless clouds. They are shepherds feeding themselves. What is a shepherd's job? To care for the flock. But these people who are looking to make money off of the gospel, off of serving God, these are people who are seeking to serve self. They should be feeding the people, the sheep, but instead they look to feed themselves. They're more concerned with feeding their pockets than they are others. And you'll see this with many of these false teachers who are lining their pockets with the money from people who could barely scratch two pennies together. They don't care about the people. They care about their own self-interest. That is one of the marks of a false teacher. And when you see somebody who is looking to make a retirement plan off of the ministry, that is a problem. When you see people that are trying to say, well, I need to build a big ministry because God is going to bless me if I have lots of numbers, and that way I can feel better about basically deceiving people. No. They should be, if they're in ministry, about feeding the flock, not themselves.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content, or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.